Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight it is Psychics Gone Wild on Tuesday night, and we are here and getting wild and excited tonight. We have a topic that is like a wide open topic, and can't wait to hear what people have to say about it. It's about unconditional love. This month we're doing the topic of love. Tonight we decided to pick the topic of unconditional love and talk about that. It's a lot of different opinions on that. And we are missing one host tonight, so it's just going to be me and Jaron Drake Bakke. So, and I'm Intuitive Chris White, and we'll talk a little bit, and then we'll be taking readings a little bit later on. So, first, I want to introduce Jan. Jan Drake Blake is a certified psychic, a professional dancer. She was born into an environment of governmental investigation with a mystic path of extensive experience from the brevity of life and living in the moment to genuine true love and spiritual insight. And ask Jan about her personal totems, being in the zone, and the intuitive abilities of finding missing persons. And you can find her at Jan Drake 007, I love that email, jandrake 007 at hotmail.com. Secret agent, finding missing persons. Anyway, my name's Chris White, Intuitive Chris White, if you look for me on Facebook or on the internet. And I'm an empath. I'm actually a psychic empath. My guides and angels speak to me in a lot of different ways. And I work mostly with the I open up kind of my re- I open up my readings with the tarot cards, and then I start listening to my guides. My guides talk to me at times. Sometimes I see the story through the cards, and they'll talk to me about the story. Sometimes I have knowings. Sometimes I see things visually in my mind. There's my guides seem to have opened up a lot of ways to talk to me. So that is where I'm at. I've been doing this for a while now, for 15 years. I've been studying it. And you can reach me at intuitivechriswhite@gmail.com or www.intuitivechriswhite.com. So having said that, I'm going to pass it on over to Jan. She has a poem she's going to read and give her a little bit, few moments to talk about unconditional love and how she feels about that. And then I'll take it and express my feelings, and then we'll take some calls. And then certainly if you want to call in and let us know, I'd like to say that when it gets into this kind of topic that I myself really don't judge anyone else's opinion. This is a topic that can, I think we've all been told stories our whole life long and formed this holographic picture on the plate of our minds of what we think reality is. And I respect that in people. And I guess that's part of my unconditional love. And sometimes I'm there more than other times. But I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to Jan. Let her talk about that. Okay, Jan?
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Chris. Yeah.
Sure.
I just wanted to start it off with one of these, with a poem. I have two poems, actually. And the first one is called Earth Mother. So I'll just go ahead and read that. And it goes, touch the earth and release your scars. Touch the earth and let it radiate itself into you from your feet all the way up to the stars. The mother, the earth, Gaia, she holds us and feeds us daily. She nurtures us, supports us, and does it gaily until we use her up. We take too much of her to use for so many of us, for too many years, for too many ways. She fights for life as she decays. Touch the earth and send her a prayer. Tell her thank you for her helping us and giving us life sustenance. Touch the earth and receive her care. She is our family, our friend, so let's give her the best maintenance. Let's be fair. So, yeah, that's what that was for Mother Earth.
Nice poem, super. Good, great lead-in, because unconditional love, I believe, can be applied to everything. So, go ahead, Jan. I'll let you go ahead and talk.
Okay, sure. But anyway, you know, because we're all trying now, I think everybody's a little more concerned and aware of how we need to take care of Mother Earth, because of all the things that's going on with her. She's has a lot of pressure on her, and a lot of things are happening to her, so we really do need to do what we can, anything that we can, to appreciate her and love her and take care of her. But then the next poem is called Love, just Love. It's just a very small, short poem, and it goes, we love love. Love is divine. Love is surreal. Love is for real. It defines our life. It completes our humanness. It belongs to you and I. It is our true nature now and after we die. So that's what that was.
sweet. Go ahead.
Thanks. Okay. Well, so anyway, the subject of unconditional love, I wrote out this whole thing. I kind of looked it up. But, you know, like, this subject really hits me in so many ways, and it really hit me for the last few days. I was thinking of all kinds of things, and I posted songs about it. And it took me to my brother, who is passed over, and I'll just pass right over that, and then I'll cry right now. And then it took me to ex-loves of mine, and I posted songs of that too. And then today it takes me to spirituality a lot, because there are so many different types of thinking going on. And I wasn't even going to talk about this because I had something written up, but I just feel like talking about this just for a minute, of different ways of approaching spirituality and how everybody has their own way of looking at it. And there's different churches and different, you know, followings and different groups and different everything. And everybody has their own way. And to me, unconditional love, one part of unconditional love would be having unconditional love, is what Chris was saying, of how people look at things and not judging people for how they see things, and being a little more lenient in opening up the circle to more people and bridging the gaps with people about how they view their philosophy and their spirituality. And it's really hard to do because sometimes, you know, we belong to certain churches or certain groups, and there's like a formula to each one of them. They all have their own formula, and people, and it's just natural because this is what we do as humans. We gather in a group, and we become that group, and we form ideas and set patterns and rules and regulations, and then it turns into all that. And so I want to, and I try to not get too set, even though I know I am in some ways, but I want to open my circle into holding hands with everyone as much as I can, you know. And I think peace on earth, at least that's the way I look at it. And now some people don't look at it this way. They really feel like you can't do that. You have to, you know, get rid of those kinds of thoughts or thinking. And you have to discard them and not have anything to do with them. And I guess I just don't feel that way. And I like to bridge with everyone in some form or another, because I think we all have something in common in some way or another. But anyway, that's my part of my unconditional love. And then the other part was the different types of, like, just love, you know, like between people. Physical love and mental love, and then spiritual love, which, and unconditional love, is called agape love. But physical love is more of the, based on, you know, physical love between people, romantic relationships, physical stuff, and sex and erotic love and all that. And it's definitely a really wonderful type of love, but it can be sometimes just treated as more for the self and not looked for the other person. And so it's something that you have to think about and be careful of. But it is a natural type of love too, between people. Romance is a huge thing between people, and it's for bonding, and it's very healthy. But it needs to be taken into a higher form to make it into something that can be healthy, as far as what I think, for relationships. And then mental love is based on friendship, and that usually keeps friends together longer. If you have friendships in relationship, if your relationship is based on friendship, then you'll have a longer relationship, basically. It's kind of the foundation of what relationships are, is having friends first. And then going on to spiritual love, agape love, which is unconditional love, that's selfless love. The person gives love to another one and doesn't expect anything in return, no matter what. Even if a person curses you or criticizes you, agape love will still pray and forgive that person. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to be abused or take abuse. It just means that you, you may even move on from that person who may be abusing you, and hopefully you will, too. You don't want to be around that. But agape love or unconditional love will give you the ability to still forgive that other person. And anyway, that's what I believe. And I think caretaking for ill people, for parents or sick people, is a form of unconditional love, because you really don't expect anything back, and you're just doing it because you know that person needs it. And you're going to do it. You just do that. And so I think that's a very nice form of unconditional love. So pretty much, I think I covered it.
Okay. That was good. That was good.
Okay.
I spent most of the day going out just looking at stuff, and after two pages of writing, you certainly can't talk about all this stuff, but just to hit on the high points, I already posted in several places that I believe that I kind of will move a little bit over to the left brain a little bit, and I agree with everything you said, Jan. And I guess I want to make the differentiation, though. Unconditional love is like a state of being that we move into, and with whatever we're focused on. And I don't want to say it's not something you can really be in all the times, but it's like when you have epiphanies or you have, you're with someone and go, oh yeah, and this experience happens, and there's unconditional love. And if we were to be in that state of being all the time, we would be in the spiritual realm. We wouldn't even be here on this earth. But
yeah, that's
we're here
true.
On this. We're all connected. This is all like a vibrating, resonating frequency dream we're in. And unconditional love is like the highest frequency. So
right.
To be there all the time would we actually are on this earth actually to experience the contrast between that unconditional love. Things come up and they seem disturbing, and then we have to look, you focus on to the other person, and if you can step into their shoes and try and gain their perspective, a lot of times you'll see that they were brought up with, all these different stories, and that's who they are. And it can help, it helps to look at them, and it'll kind of help flip that perspective and not be so disturbing and go, oh, now I see why they feel like that. But having said that, I think unconditional love is like a state of being, and I tend to want to separate that from the actions that come through those, you have a thought and then you have a feeling, and you send out, you radiate out electromagnetic resonating frequencies out, and people feel those and they get entangled with them. If it's unconditional love, they'll want to move closer. If it's something else, a little bit darker, they move away. But there's a different love, that unconditional love really is a state of being, and then you take action on that state of being, and it's in the when you take that action, those results, I would not try to put them in the category going, looking at someone and going, oh, they did this, that means that they aren't loving them or there's something, because like you said, a lot of people, like I've had experiences with people who couldn't see, who couldn't hear, who couldn't eat, who couldn't, and you give to those people and give and give. You don't expect things in return. But if someone's coming over, and you mentioned the word abuse, or they're coming over, they want to borrow money, and they're going to take it and go buy, buy something illegal or do something, wrong. I don't want to say wrong, because that's a judgmental word. I would say something disturbing. We are all different. We have to make our own personal judgments as to when we are with someone. We can feel that unconditional love for them, but that doesn't mean we have to give. And like you said, stay in an abusive relationship or something. Because in doing that, we're kind of enabling, if you wanted to use that term, the other person to stay broken, or we're certainly not, and they're kind of draining us of our energy while we give it away to them. And they will take advantage of that as long as we let them. So that's I kind of want to make that differentiation between the two. You know, I do believe unconditional love is like a state of being, but that doesn't mean that you have to, your actions are kind of the symptoms of that state of being, and they can be different with different situations. So,
that's great. I love that.
Yeah. You know, I've studied so much quantum physics, and now that, you know, we are all, this whole earth is just, we are all one, you know, that, and it's like a collective consciousness. And when you can connect to that, then you can look at the other person and go, it's like looking in the mirror at yourself, you know. And a lot of people even believe if something's upsetting you, it's because you're looking at this other person and seeing something in them that's reflecting back to you that you don't like about yourself. And that's really what's upsetting you. And so, and I will say again that to everybody out there listening, that's a story of mine. You can take it and resonate with it or make it a part of your belief system or not. I'm going to love everybody anyhow. That doesn't mean I'm going to be out there, you know, giving everything I have to them or doing everything they want me to do. But I will be aware that we are all one and that, you know, I'm just trying to stay in that. Because actually unconditional love is the highest state of enlightenment you could get. I can put it like that.
Right.
You know. And if you were so highly enlightened, you know, you would be in the spiritual realm. You'd be an angel or something, you know, or doing something, working with the light in the spiritual realm. So we're here to, on this earth, to experience the contrast between unconditional love, things that are disturbing, and work through solutions to reach enlightenment. And that's what we do here on this program. People call in. We try to connect and open up to the collective consciousness and receive information and talk with people and help them to change your perspective somehow, to grow closer to enlightenment and to raise their frequency so they can experience happiness. You know, and move more towards that unconditional love. So, having said that, we could go. You want to go ahead and take a caller here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
I'm going to take 786, and Jan, I'll let you go first. That seems to work good. And
sure.
And I'll come in behind you. Okay, 786. Okay, let me bring them up here.
Hello.
Yeah, 786. Yeah, you there? 786.
Yes. Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure. Could we have your name?
My name is Samantha.
Okay, Samantha.
Hey, Samantha.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine.
Yeah,
how are you? Okay.
I'm alive. Can't complain.
I see a cat right away with the long tail here. And there's a balloon. I don't know if there's a balloon anywhere near you.
No, I did have numerous cats.
You did? Okay.
Yes.
Well, that is the very first thing I see. And you know what? I wonder if I've given... I don't remember now. I don't have anything in front of me. This seems familiar. I wonder if I've seen the cat before on you. But let me see. It's just right there. I just see the cat right here. So let me just go right to the cat. And then if something else comes through... This one has a really long tail. Let's see here that I'm looking at, that I can see. And what was your question? Do you have a question?
Yes, I was just wondering about a job, like jobs coming up that that I'm really well suited in and happy in.
That you're looking for?
Yes.
And are you in a job right now?
No.
Okay. It says, gosh, I really wanted a different take on this, but this is a time where self-sufficiency and trust in your own capabilities are necessary, and listen closely to your intuitive guidance, as it most likely is trying to communicate with you. When whatever you've released, like relationships or these self-defeating habits, they will soon be replaced with something or someone entirely more suitable for you. So that could relate to the job. I wanted to check a different, gosh, anyway, and do you like to work at night? Do you like to do creative things at night?
Well, I'm usually not sleeping. Like I have a bout of insomnia, so I'm usually writing or doing. Not, I mean, it's not too creative, but something to get my mind off of the fact that I'm not sleeping.
Right. Right. Well, that's what it says here too. I think the cat is just coming in to tell you that you're going to be. Cats always land right back on their feet, and they're very intuitive, and gosh darn it, I can't find the right situation here. I'm going to pass it over to you, Chris, if you're ready.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Okay.
I'd like to ask some questions. In your last job, was that a parting of the ways that was something that was you left, or was it, did they
I left.
Let you go? You left?
Yes.
I'm getting the temptation card up top, and it's that's telling me that there's some feelings of resentment and stuff there, and I think Jan even mentioned that some that I don't know. Do you feel like you have any spiritual gifts at all? I want you to ask you that question too.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Exactly. That's the reason why. I'm gonna explain to you why I ask you that, because in the middle, I usually pull a dominant card that sits on top, and it kind of dominates the story. But and then I pull one on the bottom that's kind of the roots of the story. But right in the middle, I pull the past, present, future. And they seem to be kind of blending a little bit, but I pulled the hope, the heart chakra card, and the universe card, and those are all three really sweet cards for, I looked at that and went, oh, okay, this girl's gift, you know, you're gifted. And, but I feel like that there's one thing that you might be struggling with is that you're letting some of your feelings about your last job, because I have the emotional loss card in the bottom too. And, I feel like there was some sort of emotional things that you could use your spiritual gifts to kind of move through, and it would help you find your work. And certainly the hope card is saying, yes, there's definitely a strong hope that, and combined with the universe card, it's just, you know, the universe card is the last card in major arcana. To me, it's just about the strongest card in the whole deck. And it's saying to me that you could go in just about any direction you want to go. Have you tried doing readings yourself or anything like that?
I have. I also bought a deck of tarot cards. I think it's, I know it's Thy Doreen Virtue. I can't really recall it at the moment, but I was doing that just for myself to see if I don't know, I could feel something or I could get something. And I kind of can sense things about friends, or if someone asks me something, I can get a feeling about it a lot of the times. But I mean, since, you know, I've been looking for steady employment, I haven't been doing it as much.
Yeah. Well, because I pulled the heart chakra here in the middle, I'm feeling you're an empath. I'm actually kind of trying to listen to I'm listening to my guides, and they're going, yes, you are intuitive, and your heart chakra is kind of letting you know. So what I would say is let go of any sort of emotional things that might be hanging you up, and lean into your spiritual gifts. And I feel like that, yes, there's a job there for you. And in the meantime, you can use your cards and become familiar with them and read yourself. Some people feel like, you know, reading yourself is, you know, I've had some conversations that are here about that. But I read myself all the time. And my cards are real accurate with me. So I would say practice reading yourself, read your friends, and get familiar with the spiritual realm, and the angels and guides will help you through the situation. I see a job coming for you. And even in the future, you could lean into maybe even reading people and stuff at some point. And that's what I'm seeing. Does that resonate?
Yes, I actually really would like to delve into that. And I've met some people that I speak to over the phone that actually have, I guess, helped open me up a lot more with these feelings and these thoughts. And, I mean, it kind of shocked me, because most of the times I'm either on the right track or accurate. And I was very nervous to do it, because I didn't want to give someone some information that I felt confident in and that would be detrimental to them in any way. So for a long time, I didn't want to do it, but I guess I just, you know, dip my toe and see what happened. And thus far, I'm going to get a response.
Yeah, that's what this top card is about, the temptation. You're attached to some old stories that you have in your past that are telling you, you know, you can't do it, or be afraid if someone says that, you know, and work on just, you know, we're going to have to go ahead and move on here in a second, but find some way, lean into your spiritual gifts, use your cards, and just let go of those stories. They're old. They're stories from other people, and create a new you, and you can do it.
Oh,
is that okay?
You.
Does that resonate?
Good luck.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Good
okay.
Luck so much.
Samantha, good luck. If I can do it, you can do it. Believe me. You can.
Thank you so much.
I know you can.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay, we're going to move on to the next person. I'm going to put you on mute so you can still keep listening. And first of all, I'd like to say that if anybody needs a full reading, please go to www.psychicsgonewild.com. We have a lot of really good readers there that you can go and click on the different people and get different readings, all different price ranges. And also Blue Moon Treasures at www.jethrosmith.net. You can go there and look at things that Jethro has out there. He's putting out there to sell some of his products and stuff. And you'll also be able to find us on Facebook at in the Real Psychics Gone Wild room. And at any rate, we can take the next reader, and the next person, and take 631 here.
Hello.
Hello, 631.
Hi.
Can we have your name, please?
My name is Sue, and I just wanted a reading about love, love life.
Okay,
cool.
Jan, you want to take that?
Sure. Hi, Sue.
Hi.
Hi. Let's see. I am seeing, looks like a, looks like a bear. And let me see. Let's see what the bear has to say about your love life. Bears are neat animals. They're good for, they're very powerful, in fact. Chris just posted about the bear, too, in the room, in the real Psychics Gone Wild room. And they dream deep, have fun, emerge with wisdom, and they go within. That's what the bear represents. Bear emphasizes independence and introspection, urging us to slow down and look inside ourselves whenever we need help. Bear knows that in the calm silence of our deepest being, we can see and hear clearly. Alert and aware in the dream world, we will find our answers. Bear's determined focus and good nature spirit enables it to root out hidden truths, prompting us to explore the unknown and seek adventures in our dreams. Sometimes serious, often humorous, Bear is a superb guide and protective travel companion. Bear often shows up in dreams to encourage self-reflection and nudge us toward deeper meanings. So have you been dating or seeing anyone, or you're kind of looking for someone kind of thing?
Yeah, that's the one. I'm kind of looking, going on dates. I haven't been working out, but I'm plugging away. And then somebody that I like
right.
for a long time, he hasn't called for a while, so I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah. That's what it felt like. You were maybe going out and trying it. And you're doing the best you can. That's what you do, you know. It takes time and, it's one of the hardest things is doing this, is finding a mate. And, all I can say is, just from my own experience of when I was dating at the time was, that it was such a struggle. And finally, it came to me when I just sort of relaxed and kind of let it go. You know, and even when it came to me, I didn't want it then. I didn't even want it because I was so over it. And and I said to this person, no, leave me alone. And then they came back after a year later because it was just meant to be. We were supposed to connect. And so I know when you're trying so hard and doing everything that you can do, and then you kind of just come to a place maybe where you just kind of go, okay, I'm just going to relax and just ask the universe, ask God to be it your will, be it for all good intentions, be for who I'm meant to be with, and just have faith in that prayer and ask for that. And you know what I mean? And sort of let it work for you instead of you working so hard for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, let it come to you a little bit and just, I don't know how to describe it, but that's just what I need to tell you this for some reason. Because I feel like you work hard at it. I really do. I think you work really hard at it. And I just want it to be easier for you. So anyway, I think that's sort of what I'm feeling. And I'm going to turn it over to Chris now.
Thank you.
Okay.
And
it was Sue, right?
Yeah.
Did I get the? Okay, yes, Sue. I pulled some really sweet cards on that. The top card, the dominant card, was the truth card. I feel like you're a very intuitive person. You're able to see the truth, and that's what's going to dominate the story of your finding someone. And in the middle, I actually pulled the Spiritual Union, a really nice, you know, it's a spiritual card, and you know, that with a guy and a woman, and they're meeting, and there's, you know, love around them, that heart that we've been seeing so much in the room. And I also pulled the New Beginnings card, and I pulled the Harmony card, which is another card with a man and woman, and both, and the Harmony cards and the Truth card are both major arcana cards, which are stronger. They're the strongest cards in the deck. So I would say, yes, you're going to be meeting someone soon. Underneath, I pulled the Disruption card, and my guides are telling me about that. Is what Jan was talking about. When Jan was talking about, they were pulling me to look at that card, and they were saying, look at this, you know. And they, what they were saying is, don't get anxious, you know. What Jan was talking about was actually manifestation, you know. And think about, you know, actually write out a list of qualities you want in a man, and just start thinking about it all the time and focusing on that. And the more you focus on it and think about it and stuff, the more you will pull that and attract that towards yourself. And don't let, you know, anxiousness disrupt the story that's up top, that, you know, and I feel like that if you do that, that yes, it's gonna happen. It won't be too far off. Does that resonate with you?
I guess so. Yeah.
I guess so. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think it's in the works, and then I would say certainly within the next 6 months. But you need work on writing a list and manifesting. It sounds like you know about that, and you're in tune with what I'm talking about. I'm feeling.
Yeah, I've done that already.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, don't get anxious. Keep at it. You know, because it's almost like a skill. You develop it, and the more you do it, the more you'll start to kind of, it'll just start to happen, and so that was what I got. And
all right, well,
Sue, okay, Sue, thanks a lot.
Talk to you later, Sue. Bye.
Okay, I'll put you on mute here so you can still listen. And I'm gonna play a song here. Take a break. And
all right, good.
Spring Meadow. Let's try this one. Oh, Chris, come on. Sorry. Here we go.
Okay. Well, that's a nice one.
I happened to press one of the longest songs in the queue. So,
that was a great song, though. I love that.
It was sweet. It was very relaxing. And so good song for Unconditional Love. And we can take another caller here, and I'll take this 813 number. See who we know here in Tampa. 813, are you there? 813? Okay, taking a vacation. Okay, then we'll take 856. 856, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing real good. How are you doing tonight?
Doing good. How about you guys?
Hi there.
Yeah, and your name is?
Rose Maria from Jersey.
You're Maria?
Rosemaria.
Rosemary, okay.
Right.
New Jersey.
Okay. Okay, Jan, can
so,
we go with?
I see a flamingo for you, Rosemaria, right away. And do you have a question?
Whatever you can pick up, I guess, love life or it's the month of it, I guess.
You what? I'm sorry.
I guess love life, I guess, because of the month of Valentine's Day.
Oh, love life for Valentine's Day, yeah.
Tell us what you think unconditional love is.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have
me?
A question? Go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I guess love life too, I guess.
Okay, well, flamingo is a very, to me, flamingo is so, I don't know, I love, it's so sensuous to me, a flamingo. But anyway, it says, avoid loud, noisy events and chaotic or frenzied situations. Be honest with yourself as you check in and see if you're following your inner truth, and significantly increase the amount of vegetables in your diet, like carrots and broccoli and spinach. Balance any information you are getting physically, psychically, or intuitively by thinking it through carefully and logically. You've been isolating yourself too long, so now it's time to seek out company and companionship of others. And I'm wondering if that is, if any of that is true for you.
I do go out, that's no problem, but it's like I don't want to be bothered with anybody. I had enough of it, pretty much.
You've had too much of it. Is that what you said?
Yeah, too much of the heartache.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, it says you have a refined ability to filter out things and people in your life and maintain a connection with anything that has a lot of heart. And so, that's a really nice trait that goes along with a lot of us here. And it says you love to socialize and enjoy living with being around groups of people, but sometimes you do have it's hard to spend time alone too much of the time. So it might be good to get out, and try and if you're ready, even if you're having heartbreak, it's hard to get out. I know it's really hard to go again after heartbreak and all that. But you can go just very slowly, just on a very, very slow keel and not push yourself. And when you first came in, I saw blue, like a guy in a blue jacket. So I don't know if anyone that you know had a blue jacket on, or that you're going to be seeing someone in a blue jacket.
but that was the first thing I saw when you came in, and then I saw the flamingo. And
yeah, I know somebody with a blue jacket, and I seen them in person with it.
And what?
I know somebody that wears a blue jacket, because I seen it in person.
Okay, okay. So I'm not quite sure if that's somebody you want to go towards or not go towards.
I do want to go towards.
You do? Okay, well, that's why he showed up. Well, so let's see what else more.
He has to wise up what he did.
Oh, okay. And I'm trying to put them together with what the flamingo is trying to say here with this situation. Flamingo just says avoid any kind of frenzied situation. So, so just be careful. And I think he's still in the picture because he certainly was in my picture here. So,
Any negative people around me or people around us, or just be careful that what's around, I guess. Guess what's around.
Yeah, that's all it says. I didn't see anybody around you guys. I saw kind of I didn't see anything around, but that's what the flamingo is saying. Just be careful about frenzied situations and, and just chaotic situations. That's all,
right.
Basically.
Yeah, I got that idea. That's why I don't go out the door. I watch my surroundings.
Right, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
There's a reason for that.
Okay. Oh, I see.
Right.
Well, it sounds like you know exactly, and it sounds like it's all just right here, because that's what the animal is saying, and you know that, and so you sort of know what you need to do, and to, I'm going to hand it over to Chris now and see what he thinks about the man in blue, if he feels anything.
No, I pull some, I guess we should have called this program Looking for Love tonight, but I pulled the patience card on top. I pulled a sweet set of cards again. I pulled the patience card on top that kind of is dominating the story I'm seeing. But I pulled the rejoicing celebration, the fulfillment of wishes, and the light card. And the light card is also close to the end of the major arcana. It's one of my personal favorites. It's this woman reaching up, and she's into the light, into the yellow light. And then on the bottom, I pull partnerships and alliances. So with the patience, the partnerships and alliances is telling me that just be patient. And you be patient with this person, and yes, it will happen. And my guides are telling me that there might have to be friendship first, and then just be patient.
He just got a letter saying I've been patient enough, and so on and so on, and if he didn't do anything, it was time for me to move on. So he got a letter. So I know being patient is hard to do. Very hard to do. Very hard to do.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, this partnership and alliance card is actually a spiritual card. So I would say, lean into some of your spiritual feelings and pray about that. And we will certainly keep you in our prayers. But I'm seeing he's going to come back around. But that's what I'm saying.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. So, you said good coming back, you said, I guess?
Yeah, I'm seeing him coming back around. So.
Good. In a good way.
Okay.
Cool. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. You have a good night.
You too.
Better off.
Thanks, Rosemaria.
Okay, and I'm going to try 813 again. You know what, though? We're getting ready to go off in a minute. So I'm going to go back up here and encourage everyone tonight. You know, some people need more than a mini reading. So go to Psychics Gone Wild. We have some people there that will do readings for you for $25, $30, $35. And get a full half-hour reading, and you will get so much more information out of that. And I also want to thank Psychics Gone Wild for everything they've done, and for everyone. And I'm just now realizing I forgot to give away a free reading, so I will give one away in the room tonight at some point. And but I just want to encourage everyone that's looking for love to think about it, manifest it. And I'd like to say you can reach Jan Van Drake at janvandrake007 at hotmail.com. And you can reach me at intuitivechris@gmail.com or www.intuitivechris.com. So I think we're getting ready to go off here in a second. Do you have anything
too to
say, Jan?
Oh, just that it was a lovely show, and thanks everybody for calling in, and please come back. And this is the love month, and we'll be talking about love this whole month. And take care, everybody, and have a great week. And we'll see you later.
Yeah, see you later. Had a great show. Thank you very much.
Yes. Yeah.